So fear, whoops, let me turn that on so people online can hear. Fear in the hearts of every preacher every 3 years when this text from Mark comes up. I feel like I almost have to read the gospel with a trigger warning before it. Because the reality is these are harsh words that Jesus says about divorce. And for our society today, there are more people impacted by divorce than ever. In fact, there are more divorced people in the United States than there are married people at this point. So it's hard to hear Jesus say these words. It's hard to know that this story of relationships is cataloged in our holy scriptures. Because I've sat with couples and friends that have faced the arduous journey of divorce. It's painful. It's brokenness. It's not nice. It's hard. And so to hear our loving Savior talk about this being a sin, it doesn't sit well with me. So I want to say this. This is one of the instances of Scripture that I feel is horribly out of touch with the way we live our lives today. Divorce is a reality. Sin is a reality, brokenness is a reality, and the life-giving Savior who came to give his life for all, including the vulnerable and the least among us, I have a hard time saying condemns divorce. Because the reality of our world today is that for women, especially single moms, and God bless any single mother out there, that is one of the hardest vocations for us to do, to work and to raise children all on their own. The statistics for people of color who raise families as a single mom are horrifying. Our society does a bad job of blessing them. And so I wonder if Jesus really, if he was here today, would say those same words. I have a hard time saying yes. So let me pick apart this text a little bit. Let me put it in some historical context, because I think we get a little clue when Jesus tells the disciples, it is because your hardness of heart that Moses wrote this rule for you. The truth is we often have a hardness of heart when it comes to seeing the least of these around us. We struggle sometimes to recognize ways in which we can bless everyone in the world. And I wonder, if Jesus was here today, what are the things that he would bless? And so this is where I wrestle with this text, because even back then, a divorced woman would be isolated and cut off from her community. And so maybe Jesus, I'm giving him a lot of credit here, saw that that was a life of poverty, that meant that that woman would be condemned to. And he said, don't do that. But we also now live in a day and an age when we know that there is brokenness in relationships. And the death of a marriage is a painful and an anguishing thing. And so Jesus says, try and do everything you can to prevent that. I wish I had some magical words to just wave over this text and make it disappear out of our Bible, but it isn't. It's here, and it's stuff we have to wrestle with. So I think in our hardness of heart, we sometimes struggle to see those that Jesus would bless. But we know. We know what Jesus would bless. We have the whole list of Beatitudes. Blessed be the poor. Blessed be the peacemakers. Blessed be those who revile you and persecute you, right? And maybe that's a hard teaching too. I don't like loving my enemy. And I really don't understand how poor people live a blessed life. At least not in this capitalist society that says you are what you own. And these are teachings that cause us to wrestle with our faith. But I think it's also the invitation that's at the very end of this, and Mark just like whips us back and forth from this very difficult teaching on marriage and into the sudden blessing of children. Jesus says, don't withhold the blessings of God from even the littlest of these, from even these who are struggling to understand their faith. Or for them, in first century Palestine, would have been also what my mother taught me, children are to be seen and not heard. And Jesus says to them, the dominion of God, or as I've been musing with lately, the dream of God, right? The dream of this heaven on earth belongs to them and belongs to you and belongs to those who wrestle with the difficult road of divorce. Blessings upon blessings. Because God came to us to bless us. And because of our blessedness, we turn to the world in need and say, God loves you. And so you are blessed when you walk with your friends through that difficult road. You are blessed when you see the least of these among us. You are blessed when we welcome children into our space and into our lives. Because it's about God's blessings that come to us in Jesus Christ. It's about God's blessings that come to us through the waters of baptism and in bread and wine at this table, that you have been made holy, no matter what. And because of that sanctification, that making us holy, we are sent as the body of Christ to be a blessing to others, no matter what or where you are. So may we remember that this week, that we are blessings to others. Maybe we find someone special to bless and just stop right there in the middle of our week and say, you are a blessing to me. May I bless you and remind you how much you mean to me as an image of God. Amen.